Zimbabwe.
Kwazwai mwere Zimbabwe, mtakazo mwushe Zimbabwe mwushe lingali chwana njani zirukanda kwa wongu mtu ngena kushelo. Sia kwa mwela kushelo leo chula basa kula yote. Nungamchira nishongwa chulu ichewechi tiki ushelo The Connection. Mwineli Mike Hove lilami o Mike Hove Zimbabwe mwushe mwere Zimbabwe to everybody tuning in right now. Welcome, welcome, welcome to The Connection Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Mwere Zimbabwe, if you're joining us right now, welcome to Live Talk of The Connection, brought to you by Studio 7 Voice of America on Tuesday, March the 8th, 2022. Talk of the Moshe, Zimbabwe Moshe, I'm your host, Mike Hole. Once again, wonke umuntu ongenayo kuhlelo, siyakwamukela kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo. Sinomkamshana njengoba sele sebethi iki Live Talk at The Connection. Mwene ni Mike Hove muri Zimbabwe, coming to you from my apartment in Washington DC. Now, nathi njengoba sele sebethi iki, tonight on The Connection we're going to be focusing on the war in Ukraine, which is of course a resulting from Russian invasion attempts that has left several, or let me say, thousands of African students either stuck in Ukraine in fear for their lives or attempting to flee the Eastern European nation in pursuit of safety. Now, amongst these African students are Zimbabweans, and Nasi Panopachombachibichevichidiki. Tonight on The Connection, we're going to be speaking to them as we document their journey over the past 2 weeks, whereby some are still in Ukraine as this war continues. Now, unfortunately, Moria Zimbabwe, tonight's program is a pre-recorded broadcast. Now, what that means is you, our loyal listeners, will not be able to call in live as per usual. However, Moria Zimbabwe, we can still see your feedback. Tandubonga Wonkomuntu has been doing that over the past couple of months. We can still see your feedback by writing your comments in the comments section. As we speak, we're broadcasting on our three Facebook pages, that being VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, Vanyela Vu, VOA Studio 7. So, Anyapila Jalo, our three Facebook pages, Moria Zimbabwe, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, Vanyela Vu, VOA Studio 7. For our YouTube fanatics, we're broadcasting on YouTube as we speak on our official page, that being at VOA Zimbabwe, Anyapila Jalo, at VOA Zimbabwe. For those that like watching the program on our three web pages, we're currently broadcasting on our three web pages, that being www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and of course www.voaindependent.com. So Moria Zimbabwe, for everybody who's watching this program, Celestelosi One, which is Kubrochumwe Moria Zimbabwe, Linga Koshi Ufitizela Lapayo Baluchi like. Do not forget to press the like button and the share button so that we can watch the program in our numbers. Linga Koshi Jalus Gandaba Ufitizela Lapayo Baluchi like. Utsibonuti Nyempela Nyempela Nyempela. Sonke like so, tirichose pano pachirongwa chirichovichidiki msakanga nukutinya pai pakanzi like. Also feel free to write your comments in the comment section so that we get to see your feedback. Now, as usual, Moria Zimbabwe, we like to start this program with a COVID-19 update, but unfortunately today, by the time we started this recording, the Ministry of Health and Childcare had not released the latest COVID-19 figures. So instead, let us start straight into our program. Now, as I mentioned earlier on, tonight on The Connection, we're going to be focusing on what's happening in Ukraine, a situation that's affected thousands, if not more, of African students who are based in Ukraine seeking a better education, seeking a better standard of life for themselves. Now, a lot of them have been pushed either to be in Ukraine under safety and hiding, or have fled the country. Now, on the 24th of February, Russia began its invasion of Ukrainian borders. Now, this is a situation that turned into a military warfare between the two nations, once again, which has led to millions of Ukrainians and immigrants fleeing the East European nation. Now, countries such as Poland and Romania have opened their borders, and other European nations have opened their borders to those in need and those that are fleeing their war, offering them shelter and residency, which will allow them to stay in those countries for a minimum of 3 years. Now, but the war between the two Eastern European nations does not just impact citizens of those nations, but as I mentioned earlier on, it's impacting thousands, if not more, of African students who have been seeking a better life in Ukraine. Tonight on Lee Connection, we're going to be speaking to some of those students to hear more about what's happened in their lives over the past 2 weeks. Now, Muriel Zimbabwe, without wasting time, let us head over to a recent report produced by Reuters, which explains more about the military invasion or the military confrontation between Russia and Ukraine. Let's head over to that report.
Ukraine is not dead yet. The words to the country's national anthem ring true for Kyiv resident Katya.
Long live Ukraine.
The patisserie owner is supposed to be hosting a big birthday party, but instead she is helping her mother, Oksana Gulyanka, clean up her apartment after it was damaged in an overnight assault by Russian forces. The windows have been completely blown out. Shards of glass cover the cake decorating supplies.
I was sleeping. There was a sharp explosion and I was thrown 3 meters from the room I was in into the corridor. That was it.
Most of the residents of the apartment block she lives in are former Soviet Army servicemen and border guards. The explosion left Oksana disorientated in a home that has been in her family since the 1980s. Russia launched its invasion by land, air and sea on Thursday, following a declaration of war by Russian President Vladimir Putin. It is the biggest attack on a European state since World War II. In the eastern town of Horlivka in Donetsk, the following graphic images highlight the extent of the destruction. Bodies were carried out of destroyed buildings in the rebel-controlled town, where a school has been shelled and apartment buildings left in ruin. Fuel, cash and medical supplies are running low in parts of Ukraine after Russia's invasion. At least 100,000 people are uprooted in Ukraine after fleeing their homes since the assault began. Most of the people who have crossed borders are women and children of the Kyiv restricted passage for men of conscription age. They have been told to stay and fight.
Well, that was a report there by Reuters, which documents what has happened in Ukraine or what led to the invasion in Ukraine. Now, to hear more about how the situation in Ukraine is affecting the lives of African students, let's head over to a report that was produced by VOA's Carol Gunsberg, which explains more as she talks to some African students. Let's head over to that.
African students are among the hundreds of thousands of people trying to flee Ukraine into Poland, Romania, and other neighboring countries. Liberian-born Augustine Akoykoli has been studying medicine in the southwest Ukrainian city of Ternopil. He left home Saturday for a 6-hour journey by cab and on foot toward the southern border with Romania. At a border crossing, he stood in line all night in freezing temperatures before being granted entry to Suceava, Romania. Ukrainian authorities have prioritized Ukrainian women and children over foreigners trying to leave the country, which Koli observed.
While you are in the queue, if a Ukrainian comes, you have to shift and make way for that Ukrainian to go to the front. It's winter in Ukraine. It was very cold. My hands, my feet, and everything were numb from the cold. There were even some students that passed out due to hypothermia. There was no shelter, no feeding. At that point, you had to do everything on your own.
There were even acts of aggressive behavior captured on video by Kali's friend while they waited. The video clip showed several uniformed men on the Ukrainian side of the border shoving people who Coley called foreign students sitting on the ground and barely visible behind a parked vehicle. It is unclear if these are Ukrainian border guards shoving people. The hashtag Africans in Ukraine has been trending on Twitter, with posts of video clips and texts alleging mistreatment of Africans trying to get out of Ukraine. Chizoba Okwar, a Nigerian-born resident of New York, has been sharing some of these videos on her blog, Africans in Diaspora.
Since the invasion, they've been trying to get either from the war zone to the safe zones or to other countries like Romania, Poland, and so on. But it has been absolutely difficult for them to do that because it's either they're not let on the buses and trains, or when they do get on the buses and trains, they are literally pulled out.
European officials say everyone is being treated equally once they cross out of Ukraine. Poland's ambassador to Nigeria, Joanna Tarnowska, told local media everyone is receiving equal treatment at the border, adding some Nigerian nationals have crossed into Poland. In a tweet sent Tuesday, Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba said, "Africans seeking evacuation are our friends and need to have equal opportunities to return to their home countries safely." But the African Union's top leaders released a statement Monday saying they were disturbed by reports that African citizens in Ukraine were not being allowed to cross the border to safety. A State Department spokesman told VOA any act of racial discrimination is inexcusable. And the European Commission also told VOA that it would soon propose to activate the Temporary Protection Directive to aid people fleeing Ukraine. Coley, the Liberian student, said that once he crossed into Romania, everything went smoothly.
They had free food, like everything at that point was free. You can take whatever you want, you can eat whatever you want that was available there for free. And they even had some blankets because of the cold, like this one.
Coley said new arrivals were told they would get help with food and lodging for 30 days. He then had this appeal to the international community.
These are difficult times for foreign students around Ukraine. So I'm calling on the international community, how, whatever way in which they can help those foreign students that are going to other European countries to seek refuge, they should try as much as possible in their own way to help.
More than 660,000 people have fled Ukraine since Russia's invasion began last Thursday, according to the UN Refugee Agency. For Betty Ayoub, Carol Gunsberg, VOA News.
Ngikuhambe izilukanda abasithanda ukubonga wonke umuntu ongenayo kuhlelo, kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo, Jirongwa Chebichevich, Iki Jirongwa B Connection, Mwene ni Mike Hobe. Earlier on there, you were just hearing from a UN official who was speaking more on what the United Nations Refugee Agency is doing towards assisting African students who are stuck in Ukraine and others who are in neighboring nations looking to go back home. Now, kuhlelo namhlanje more Zimbabwe, ukuthi sichasise ngempela ukuthi namhlanje sikhangela udaba luphi. Namhlanje kuhlelo sikhangela okwenzakalayo kwele Ukraine, lapho okule osekuqhamuke khona impi phakathi kwele Ukraine kanye lele Russia. Siyabona ukuthi kulesi sikhathi iningi labantu abasakhulayo abadabuka kwele Zimbabwe la kwamanye amazwe kwele Africa, a lot of them sebeyesaba ngempela zulu kanda ukuthi hayi balakho kulahlekelwa impilo umphefumulo ngenxa yokuthi a lot of them are still in Ukraine. Abanye ngempela sebezamile ukubaleka bakhona kwele Poland, abanye ngempela sebetholile ithuba lokubuyela ekhaya. This also includes abasakhulayo abadabuka kwamanye amazwe kwele Africa. So namhlanje kuhlelo sixoxa labatsha, those that are still in Ukraine, sikhangela ukuthi impilo zabo zihamba njani kulesi sikhathi impi phakathi kwele Ukraine kanye lele Russia ilokhu iqhubekela phambili. Abayasho ngempela abasakhulayo ukuthi hayi bayesaba ngempela ngoba balakho ukulahlekelwa ngumphefumulo. Abanye bayasho ngempela ukuthi they are woken up bavuswa ngamabhomba phandle ekuseni. impi le iloke iqhubekela phambili asakandiyo nyaya thukuze nasi njengoba chelo chelichidiki muri eZimbabwe nathi chukuchalisa zviri kuitika kuUkraine uko kwatanga hondo pakati peUkraine neRussia na hondo iyi yakanganisa upenyu hwevechidiki vakati wandei vanobva kunyika dzakasiyana-siyana muAfrica kusanganisira vechidiki vemuZimbabwe saka nasi njengoba tichange tichikurukura nevechidiki vemuZimbabwe vachirimo Ukraine vachanga vachitsanangura zvavari kusangana nazvo uyezve kuti ivo vakatarisira kuita sei sezvo hondo iyi ichiri kuendera mberi so ilo ludaba esilalo namhlanje kuhlelo sezvakandavabhalani imibono yenyu nyorai macomments mucomment section mutiudzowo maondero enyu nezviri kuitika kuUkraine as we continue this discussion and now muri eZimbabwe earlier on you heard several different reports produced by Reuters and of course a VOA Voice of America that highlights what has been happening in Ukraine. And now, as I mentioned earlier on, tonight on The Connection, we're going to be speaking to the youth themselves. Earlier on over the weekend, I caught up with Jordan Bopocho, who is still stuck in Sumy and pleading for assistance, saying that they are tired. They are currently living in fear as they are woken up day in, day out by bombs and explosions. Let's head over to the conversation that I had with Jordan as he explains more.
So I'm Jordan Bopocho, and I'm speaking from Sumy. I'm a student at Sumy State University in Ukraine. Yeah.
Okay, Jordan. So let's delve into it, man. You know, over the past week and some change, a lot of things have been going on in Ukraine. Let's start off with how you're doing, man. Let's talk a little more about your well-being and how things are going for you.
Okay, like honestly, right now it's just safe to say I'm just hanging in there. It's crazy. Like, the situation is crazy here. Yeah? We're just there, and you don't know, like, what will happen next. You're just stuck in Sumy, hoping for the best, you know.
How are things looking like in Sumy? I know there's been so many cities have been affected by the war. How are things looking like in Sumy?
Okay, so in the beginning, Sumy was, like, just quiet. You know, it was peaceful. Like, nothing much going on in Sumy. But like for the past couple of days, we've been looking up to the sound of explosions, fighter jets flying in the city. Sometimes you get notified of the street fights going on. So you have to be like extra alert. And sometimes we have to like go into the underground shelters to shelter from these attacks, you know.
So walk me through what a normal day, or normal in quotes, day looks like for you right now. It must be very eventful, for lack of a better word.
Okay, so right now, if you spend a day without going to the banker, and then you know, like, this, like, bad day is not normal. Mm-hmm. Like, for you to, like, to say you have had a, like, a proper day, like, a full day, like, you have to at least hear at least one explosion, at least you have to get a message to run to rush to the banker. And recently we've been having electric problems because apparently they destroyed one of the power plants of Sumy. So the whole city was a total blackout. But now they are like working on fixing it. So now there's electricity in some places, and in other places there's still no electricity. Mm-hmm. And then we also have the water problem. There's no water in Sumy. It goes to that extent where we had to like collect snow. We'd collect snow, try to melt it, so that we get like some water maybe to clean the dishes or do something like that.
Which I guess leads me to the next question that I have with regards to resources. With all this happening, are you guys able to get out to buy food? Are you able to access other things? What's going on there?
Okay. So as it stands right now, the city is like on its own. It's been trying so hard to provide food for people. Sometimes we have people who are coming in with some contributions. They come to our hostels. They give out water. They give out eggs. Sometimes they even bring potatoes and they give out the people. But as of the shops, they're not fully functional. They only open them maybe from 8 to at least 3, and then they close. And now, like, we have the curfew, so you can be seen, like, roaming around after 6. Because they made it clear that if we see you after 6, they won't know, like, on which side you are. So you'll be just, like, be regarded as an enemy. So when it's six, you should just like indoors, like stay in your place and stay away from windows.
Man, that's so how are you doing with all this, what you just described? How are you doing mentally, emotionally? How are you taking care of yourself?
You know, like, you have to be strong for yourself. Yeah. Well, at this point, you know, everyone is just calling, check up on you, the relatives, family, friends, everyone. Like, it's just overwhelming. Mm-hmm. But you have to be strong.
Mm-hmm. I know that with regards to network and everything, it's been very difficult getting a hold of you. So how is that going on with regards to network and access, you know, people being able to access you?
Okay, so, like, actually, for what I've done personally, you know, I can be able to text everyone at the same time. So the best thing you can do is just, like, maybe you create a group or something, and, like, the little time you get, just place a voice note, guys, hey, I'm okay, so don't worry. Like, just try to keep them calm, and then you move. Mm-hmm. You move. And especially, like, if you get the bunker, like, that place, there's no network at all. Mm-hmm. There's no network. You can't make a phone call. You can't do anything. So it's just there, like, you're just there, you're just sitting in the dark, just waiting for the sign for you to come out. Mm-hmm. And when it comes out, you just rush to your hostel, maybe if you're going to eat or have a bath or do something, you just do it, because you don't really know, like, when the next time they're going to call you back in again.
How many of you are, as African students, are still in SUNY right now?
Okay, African students, we are quite a lot. There are a lot of, maybe over 600, yeah. Like all of us combined, yeah. Over 600. Zimbabweans are about 28 or something. 28 to 30. We are not too many Zimbabweans, mm-hmm. but we have people from other countries like Nigeria, Zambians, Namibians, people from Ghana, mm-hmm. and like the Indians. We still have some Indians with us. We're still stuck with them too.
Okay. Now, I know that some of your colleagues have already started their moves of trying to move out of Ukraine. Do you have the same aspirations? What's going on with you?
Okay, yeah. Actually, we have some people we've managed to get out of SUNY, but they're all, but, like, it's not easy. Like, some people actually trek, like, they have to walk.
Wow.
And, yeah, they have to walk, and it's a long journey. Like 2 hours journey by car, and then I think they took about 6 hours walking to the next city. And then others, like, who tried, like, that, there are people who got a taxi. But now this all depends with your driver, like, if he's able to negotiate or talk to the other, like, the armies or on the checkpoints. Because we have other people who tried to leave, and then, like, they had to come back. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, like, traveling to this, like, city, like, the next city, it's, like, 2 hours away. And normally we pay, like, maybe 100 hryvnia or 200 hryvnia, which would be, like, maybe $5 or so.
Mm-hmm.
But now, that journey to travel, that journey right now, you have to pay about over $500, $500.
Wow.
And now, recently, it has also started snowing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like, the taxi drivers and everyone will be like, the condition, like, they're the conditions, and, like, they're just taking advantage. They are trying to, you know, like, to make the most out of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
So, if the price is, like, getting high, yeah.
Okay. Now, I know this might be the last thing on your mind, but I'm really curious about it with regards to your education. What's it looking like moving forward from you know, this after this incident? Are you stepping around in Ukraine? What would you like to do?
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Like, that's a long way. But at this point, you know, like, you have a lot of ideas coming through your mind, but I think the best thing that can happen to anyone, like, who is in SUNY right now, I think if you're able to get out of SUNY, and then you can, like, get on a safe space where you can, like, think, like, clear your mind, and then you can look, like, where you're coming from and where you're going. Because if you're to speak about SUNY, okay, maybe there's not a lot of damage that is happening in SUNY, but Ukraine at large, it's not looking good for us. But, like, hopefully, if this thing is able to settle down. Yeah, I think I would love to come back to Ukraine. I like Ukraine. And also, like, I'd learned to finish my studies here in Ukraine.
You mentioned Ukraine at large. We've heard talks of, like, racial discrimination, etc. Have you experienced anything similar personally, or have you heard of such?
Okay, I really can't say much about that because I haven't like had any experience like with that. Yeah.
Okay, that's why I wanted to hear from your perspective if you have, which is good that you haven't.
Like I think you know, I think it all depends with people.
Mm-hmm.
They're nice people and people who are not so nice.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a matter of who you come across, how you approach a person. But as for me, I haven't experienced any of that.
That thing was there in the room of my nation and this.
Yeah.
That's come from Mutsan and Guru of Atiri. Zirku itika kwa mwuri kusumi, kuzuzaga mirase.
Ah, saka mamita kare vinu kusumi. So why did you know? I think you can't go with the booty. Ashna Miramu. In your booty, Vasinjwe, Tanguya Ukraine, Shunga Bamaya, Tangu Tabuno Zita, Tabum, Bonokazisa, Ramangwana Edu. I see Unumuka Mangwana Zunzi, Undoya Tang. Is also one of the goodies that I'm going to go to school with my book history. Can I go over to a movie, Ponyuka movie? I'm going to actually a moment, but we never go to school. She has gone where goodies can get a good year around. Like, to go here for two more side, put it to Tumbo Zam, put it to Shingiri, to Monata, Tabudi, the Quans of Buddha, the Munomachiri.
Would I overtake a tradition of Murkurana say, Apatrukara and Yats of Guana Chaff, Vora?
Okay, so it goes, you know, Mamira Garage, you know, they. Shindakamira so mu kutamandiri amuna mvura amuna magetsi mashopu akangovhurwa anombovhurwa kwechinguva chidiki saka nguva iyoyo inonzi mashopu avhurwa unofanira kungomhanya kuti ukwanise kuona kuti wawana chekudya here ukwanisa kuwana chinokuraramisa here chezuva iroro and then yeah.
Chi pete lu urkure lu mkoma Jordan. Nde hapu masho kwa mkada kukandira munu wa saa kuchera urkure. Kwa ruda kuzatwa mkwanyisa kubatira isi.
Ok, atulua kuti kala mjukwa lisa. Maka na matira umuri ya Ukraine. Maka sina matira u. Tikuwa seku ngetichi buda. Mdambu zikuratiri shishu. Mwenesha kanaka. Kanapane ane chesi chano kwa nsa mkutu batira unacho. To not come here.
But I got 2 million money, Munukwani Savi, one egg, and I was just a bit from Munia from my bank.
Okay, now Kunita Panyama banker put Mari Yabuja Shoma. So Mazuva Unun's Wogun, the Mari Wanga for cats, what Mongoman, oh my Coco, one at you are Chicago Uripa number 9, could once go pin down Utore Mari. Asi pane mamwe ma card ema bank atinoshandisa ekuti kana wakwanisa kutumizira mari papo you can use it maybe uchishandisa runhare rwako uchishandisa runhare so zvinenge zvitani
saka kune avo vari kuedza kubatsira uri kutsvaga rubatsiro rwakaita sei.
I think makavhutanga mari kubudisa muukraine.
Okay.
Yeah. Ukraine. So kana pane vanogona kutaura maybe zvinoita zvinonetsa kutaura nevatungamiriri venyika kutaura netu mabato aripo akasiyana kuti vambotipo sema students tambokwanisa kupfuura tambokwanisa kudarika tambozorora. Yeah.
Okay. I actually would like you to repeat that in English because that is a very important part. So for those that would help you personally as a student, how do you think they could help you?
Okay, like personally as a student.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm good. Okay, I need help. I need to be able to get out of Sumi. I need to get out of Sumi. I need to, you know, I was talking to my friends the other time, and we were talking like, you know, people in Sumi, they're going through a little, like, they're under pressure, like an emotional drift, like everything is just too much for you, just too much to handle. And I don't, people are jumpy. And I was like, laughing with my friend at the time. Right now, you have to, like, you jump at the sound of the door closing. So, it's, people may not, like, think, like, this is serious or like, they see it from a movie. But, like, we are living it, we are experiencing it. So, like, one of my friends, like, just said this. I don't think anyone of us will be able to enjoy the sound of firecrackers or those fires or things like that. Well, it's not looking good. It's not nice for us.
Okay. Well, Jordan, thank you for taking time out to give us your account of what's happening. And we really would we really appreciate it. And please, by all means, stay safe. Stay safe.
Okay, thank you for having me.
Ake ngempela sibukanda basithanda ukubonga uJordan Bophoto osakhulayo oyisalwane seZimbabwe. Yena uJordan usakhona kwele Ukraine. Uyasho ngempela ukuthi uyesaba ngenxa yokuthi kunengi okwenzakalayo lapho impi phakathi kwele Ukraine kanye lele Russia ilokhe iqhubekela phambili. So yilolu daba esilalo kuhlelo zilukandaba. Now muri eZimbabwe also on this discussion, let's head over to a clip of African students who document their journey throughout this period whereby this war between Russia and Ukraine is ongoing.
So I looked through my window and I saw a very massive traffic in the streets, and I saw people pulling their suitcases, their luggages and all. And then that was when now I was like, wow, so this thing is really real when I look through the window. It's now that the reality is really hitting me, because honestly, I thought it was just one of those things. I didn't really take it serious. And now it's happening now. I think it's for me, I think it's a bit too late for evacuation and all those things. Honestly, that's how I feel.
This morning, we woke up just to hear, like, one or two of our military bases were being bombed, and foodstuffs become stuck because the citizens were buying foodstuffs, and the ATM was being cyber-attacked, and to even use the internet in the morning was hard. Calling someone, like, on a normal call with the Ukrainian network service was very, very hard. For now, I don't know, the only option we have is just to go to Poland border, but it's not really safe, because going to Poland border, literally, we need to pass through some of these cities before we can reach the western side of the country. Because we are in the eastern side, and we have to cross border to the western side. So it's not really like anything, like, it's not something easy. Yeah, let me say that. Okay.
But still, like, there are certain places that will be, like, blocked right now. So we're just trying to pass, like, we're trying to leave now. So we, like, try to, like, you know, make food for us to just at least, if we are stopping somewhere, let's be able to eat something. We have bread, we have stew, and some other things at least for us to just, and water, most especially, just for us to leave by on the road. I mean, if we see places where we can buy stuff, obviously, we try to buy more stuff.
It's only document and system that was with us here, yeah, and phones. It was when we get to Romania, we have to buy some things, and even some people have to buy many things. So things are lost at the departure of this war. Many things are not carried.
It's like your life, even though you have to start from the beginning, it doesn't matter. Your life, and that's all I care about. As for my parents, yeah, it's a lost investment, but they care that I'm alive. That's great, I guess. I'm actually happy to see my family. I'm getting a free flight. That's a plus. I don't really mind anything. I would like to, if it's to trade, like do sewing, I wouldn't mind doing it. Like, I think trades are kind of fun. And no matter what happens, I'm happy. I'm happy to be home, Nigeria. I'm happy here.
Ngempela sulukandaba le so abasakhulayo bayachasisa lokho abahlangana lapho bayasho ngempela ukuthi hayi bayesaba kwele Ukraine sekuqhamuke impi. There's a lot of things that are happening bayasho ngempela ukuthi eningi labo bavuswa ngamabhomba. Abanye ngempela bayazama ukubaleka, abanye sebetholile ithuba ngempela lokubaleka, sebekhona kwele Poland, kwele Romania, lamanye amazwe that are close to ele Ukraine. So kuhlelo sike saxoxa lo mnumzana uJordan Bophotho, omunye wabasakhulayo oyena sikhuluma nje is still in Sumy kwele Ukraine. Zulukandaba, let's also head over to another conversation that I had with Uchinashe Chamunorwa, another Zimbabwean youth who is still in Ukraine.
I'm Uchinashe Chamunorwa from Zimbabwe, and I'm in Ukraine, Chmielnytskyi, and I'm studying computer engineering, and I'm in my third year. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Uchinashe, you know, the past week has been very eventful for people in Ukraine. Tell us a little more about your experience in Ukraine over the past week.
Again, so over the past week, things have been scary, and but nothing has happened to my city yet. I'm still safe, and everything is okay. But just because of what we're seeing, you know, on the social media and what we are hearing, that like things that are happening in other cities like Kyiv and Kharkiv, it just gets so. So far, in my city, I've been told to like stay indoors most of the time. And there's this siren that goes off, like maybe when they sense that maybe something is about to happen. It's just like a warning alarm. So when that thing goes on, I mean, we have to go like in bunkers. Like, as for me, I live in an apartment, so there's a basement. So if there's a signal that maybe they are sending an airstrike or a missile, we have to go those bunkers to hide. When it's safe, they'll tell us to leave. So yeah, and no. Most shops and like no companies have closed, but it's only the grocery stores that are still open and there's food. Yeah, so most of the things are just still okay, but yeah, that there's this fear in us because of what we are seeing. We're not sure whether it's going to get to our city or not, so no one knows. And as for my school, they gave us an opportunity to evacuate us, and most of the people took the opportunity, but as for me, I thought that maybe the situation is going to get better in time, so I chose to stay. And ever since I decided to stay, my school has been checking up on me, taking care of me, just making sure that everything is okay. So I'm just like waiting to observe. If the thing doesn't get better, then we have to move, like maybe. So I'm just checking.
Now talk to me a little more about, I know you briefly touched on the fact that you're feeling scared. But tell me a little more about your mental state right now. How are you feeling in the area?
Okay. I've been having like sleepless nights because never really know what's going to happen over the night. So, yeah. So most of the time I just try to like maybe watch movies or watch sermons, like my sweet sermons, just to keep me awake so that if anything happens, I'll be able to like maybe evacuate and go to a better place. So just like, I've just been scared, and my parents have been trying to keep me calm, motivate me, and yeah. So I'm just trying to just stay calm.
Are you able to keep in constant touch with your family? Like, obviously, we have you on Zoom, but I don't know what the network situation and connectivity is like. So have you been able to stay in touch with loved ones?
Yeah, I've just been in contact, like every time I'm in contact, and there's been any problem when it comes to communication. Mm-hmm.
And what about your living situation? I know a lot of people are all over Ukraine. Some are in bunkers, some are in train stations. What's your living situation looking like right now?
So ever since this was started, I've just been in my apartment. Nothing has happened. I haven't been told to evacuate. But like I said, if the siren of the alarm goes on, I have to go like to the basement. And then when it's safe, I'll go outside.
No, I believe like Kiev at some stage had a curfew. Have you guys experienced something similar?
Yeah. There's been a curfew like from 9 o'clock, like 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. There's been a curfew.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we are told like to turn off our lights during that curfew so that it will help like the soldiers or the people that will be patrolling at night for like better vision or something. Better vision.
So are there soldiers and everything outside your apartment as you speak? Like, what's it looking like?
No, I think they'll be there like maybe at night. I haven't checked because I barely go out, but I'm sure like that there, because they said when you see soldiers, don't be afraid. They're just there to like, you know, check if there may be terrorists or whatever, just be aware of things, just to be alert.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Talk to me a little more about what you're doing for food, what you're doing for shelter. Well, obviously you're in your apartment, but what you're mm-hmm. doing for everything else. Are you able to step out, get some food, have some money on you? What does it look like with regards to resources?
So ever since the store started, it's hard to get cash because everyone is trying to withdraw, and I think it's a bit difficult for the bank to provide money for everyone. So most of the time, the ATM won't be working, but if you have money on your card, you can still go to the grocery store and buy whatever you want. Like, anyone in this city, you can buy whatever you want using card. And, yeah, so for the food, it's available, and, like, pharmacies are always open to give you medication. And, like, I think I've been able to get everything that I need. Yeah.
Okay.
And like when I go out, it's not like I'll meet a lot of people out there because everyone is just, though you only go outside when you really need something. Because, yeah.
Okay. Now, seeing a lot of your peers, not just Zimbabweans, but fellow African students, a lot of them have chosen the option to leave.
Yeah.
Why are you choosing to stay?
So when this thing happened, I thought that maybe it was just, you know, like maybe Russia was trying to. Was Ukraine or just trying to put fear in Ukraine. So I thought that maybe it was just going to last for maybe 3 to 4 days. And most of the people that I was with, like my friends, they panicked a lot. And because of the decision that they were making, like doing that they were saying for me, I was like, no, I don't want to make decisions because of panic or fear. I have to make decisions like properly when I'm in, like in the right state of mind so that I won't make bad decisions. Because I also had to think about the sacrifice that I made all these 3 years to get to where I am, only a year left for me to get my degree, and then I didn't just want to give all that up. Yeah.
Now, it's a good thing you mentioned education, because that was going to be my follow-up question.
Yeah.
Just a year left, what are your plans? Are you planning on staying in Ukraine to finish off your education?
Oh, no, like, when I came out, I planned to stay in Ukraine. I just wanted to, you know, learn, and then maybe go to maybe to the United States or Canada, or like to other better countries, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what is your university saying with regards to how the school semester is going to move forward?
They haven't said anything. They haven't said, like, maybe our academics are going to be, like, not disturbed or anything. They just gave us a break for 2 weeks, and if things get better, people come back to school. But, you know, after 2 weeks, it's not like things are going to get back to normal. Maybe they'll need for, like, a month or 2 months. So they gave us, like, 3 months to start online after everything gets better, and then maybe from there we'll see. But it's not like we're going to have to stop studying unless maybe our university gets bombarded or something.
Now, with regards to your friends who have left, are you in constant communication with many of those?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what are they saying with regards to the challenges they're facing in leaving?
Most of them are in Poland and they haven't found, so they just like, let's hope you make the right decision. Follow your heart. Just try to encourage me.
Yeah. All right. And that's in both the A and the A. I'm not sure. Right. That's in both the A and the A. I'm not sure. 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 I'm not sure.
Russia, yeah, tracking the Ukraine. Russia again, the Ukraine. So Thursday last week, and no one was expecting it. So I wonder, I'm going to relax. I don't worry about me. Maybe Russia will go to, but from Norway, yeah, we're attacking. And my attack here, guys, I'm going to have four. So I'm going to wonder, wakasarudza kutiza kutiona kuti hazvichaita wakasarudza kutiza kuti wabude munyika inei. And then pandinogara ini shamwa dzangu dzakazotiza nezuva rechitupu rehondo because zuva rekutanga transport yainedzasingaita zuva rechitupu tichikwanisa kuvabatsirawo netransport kuti vaende but kwangusi kumanikidzwa chikoro chakati anoda kuenda aenda anofeela kunge azikwanisa kuenda ngaasara and chakabatira zvinhu zvese zvaidiwa then embassy yezimbabwe yakatiwo from Poland ichange chiendera mametas so chikoro changu kubatsira kuti mastudents akwanisa kubva muukraine kusvika Poland then from Poland embassy yezimbabwe ndo yanga ine charge so nekuda kwekuona mavhidhio anenge achibuda paintenet vanhu achifa building achibomba kwangusina like kuti uzive kuti ndepapi chapanenge ndii panenge ndakachengeteka so nakawanda akachiza kutiza and tidecision yanga irit saka hatinawo ndakwanisa kuda kutiza because kunoti kuti pane zvakanistopa kana kuti pamaybe pandiri hapafambike ndoepano ndaangosadza kusara nekuti maonero aineta situation ndaifungwa pakwe inoona kuti hanani so instead yekuti nditize and ndopinza mapens angu through my expenses angu asina kugadzira vachangobva kubhadhara fees and then vakufanira kunge vakutobhadhara ndege ndangoti maybe ndaimbogara pape zvakaite nani and papandakasarudza kugara svika izvezvi hakuna hondo yachaitika mbwandogara hakuna misiyo yachasvika nekudzwa kwandiita ini hakuna chachaitika vanhu vari kutsvaya kungoraramawo zvinomo as a way like kuavoida kutya kana panic saka vanhu vari kutsvaya kumbombofamba fambawo apo neapo but its just quiet kune runyararo rusina end so pandokuenda kumashops kana kumagrosari ndinoinotsvaga chikafu ndinotiwana chiripo and ndinokwanisa kutengawo ne kuna chachachinja kana maybe kukwira kutengo whatever zvinhu zvichingori nani
mambo uchiudzawo nechirungu kuti tichitarisa zviri kuitwa muukraine panombobudikirawo mukadongorera panze munomboonawo masoja ndaachikumbirokutsanangurirawo vateereri kuti zvii zviri kunyatsoitika hamusi kutya heremasoja
okay pakuona masoja I think vanenge masoja ari panze masoja ari panze kuti kune vari kuexpecta kana kuti vari kuda kuedza kuavoida materrorist attacks kuzoti you never know kuti who to trust because marussia nemaukraine they are almost the same language yavo yakanoita kufanana saka masoja ari kunzeko havari kunze nokuti havasi kufanira kumirira kuti hondo iuye kuti vazopfeka uniform mubata pfuti kuti aende mastreets ayo vanofanira kugara vari redi so apo neapo unogona kuonawo 2-3 vanonga ngori magroup vachiongeza ngopatrola maybe vanogona nga vapiwa nzi rodi sani vachingofanira kumeka sure kuti rodi yaya kana vachifamba kupafamba zvinomo hakuna chinji zvinomo muchikuitika chingavasa masoja just trying to stay alert kuti kuti parangoitika anything vanenge vari redi kudefendawo city yavo
mambo uchiudza nyaya yecurfew zvekare mukati pane dzimwewo nguva pamunonzi musabude panze dzimwe nguva
gara imba okay so pakatanga hondi kune curfew saka curfew inotanga na 9 manheru ichipera na 6 makuseni enguva yekuti hatisi kufanira kunge tichibuda panze vafanira kungoshonekwa panze and at the same time nyangorumba mako unofanira kungohadzima malights because hondo iyi haisi hondo yekuti vanhu vafamba netsoko achipfuura nachi inyonde maestrides mamissiles so in order for a plane to be able to kuti ikwanise kudonhedza mamiso kana mabomba inofanira kunge ichigaidwa nelight painoona light rakawanda inongoti apa ndopaunaa saka patodzi malights hapana havakwanisi kubatsirika and at the same time zvinobatsirawo masoja edu kuti akwanise kuonawo pamwe panoshandisa light vision and also kuda kwecurfew vanhu vachiziva kuti munhu wavo vese vakavamudza kuti ngeunge uri mumba saka kana usiri mumba pane machanzisi akawanda ekuti utori pamwe enemy sakani
ko vabereki vako pamwe chete neve all your loved ones muri kuwana here mukana wekugara muchikurukura navo takamboonawo nhau dzekuti dande mutandi rakambodonhedzwa muukraine
pane i think pakaitika pakanga Venetia kanzi mamasiti za Akwa Afrika zvisingaita akaita sekagivhi kivhi ari kuvata pasaidi but kwandiri kusiti ina kumboafekta isati but yakangoita kakuslowa down but pakataura Elon Musk kuti pambotisa kufikisa isvo tiona kunge zvinhu zvachinja and ina hakuna dhira ndakasina kukwanisa kuta navabekwangu anoda taura nawo aitaura nawo nokuvafonera kuti babva zvakatanga vaida kutoti nditobva hakuna mbere kwangu aida kuti ndiega kana nehama vese vaivofona kuti ibvaibva but nezvatikuona futi murodhi kuti unoona kusangana nawo murodhi momo and vapa vakatanga vakaita vakati havasi kufa vakauraya macivilian but vakuuraya macivilian saka ndizoziva kuti mukufamba kwacho unoona kusangana nawo because vakaenda vakataura kuti vakasangana nawo murodhi saka kwandiri ndakaona kunge best decision chaicho yanga yangogara saka ndakangoudza maparents angu kuti ndatisaida kugara and nokuda kuti mundisapoti ini ndinenchona situation sakana zvakaita wes ndinokudza taiwanda kufanira kuenda and I'm sure ndinoda kuna red cross whatever tobe means yekuti ndite evacuate
o saka varipo havana red cross varimo vari kushanda mumaguta ese
yeah red cross pane city iristirasinitsumi kwakakwanisa ndakanzwawo kuti marumazo kuti kwakakwanisaida red cross akwanisa kubatisa mumastudio ndisingazozivi hangu kuti chokwadi but chikoro changu chanandoda kuti chinokwanisa kubatsira vanee vanoda transport kana dini chachemukuro chikoro kana kukunza anofanira kudriva anoti driva because tisitimangu tasatiriwa shomo vanhu vakawanda vakagotongotra the first right in your end.
Okay, so as we wrap up in English here, what last words would you have for the audience that is watching this interview and wondering how you are, that are hoping that they can be there of aid if you do need aid? What would you have to say to them?
Okay, like Trevor, that is not in Ukraine. All I would say is that I'm safe and I thank God because God is watching over my life and protecting me. And for all those in Ukraine, I just say, wherever you are, just put your hope and trust in God. And I'm sure if you need maybe any type of vaccination, God will make sure that you provide those needs. So let's just trust God and pray for Ukraine.
Thank you so much, Tinashe. Do you have any other things you'd like to leave before we end our conversation?
And I think I just want to thank you. Thank you very much for giving me this opportunity.
I just turned to Bonga, Utinashe Chamunorwa, Osakulayo, Oisavanese Zimbabwe, Alay Mumuya Osakulayo, who is still in Ukraine. Now, Skuruman, Jesu Lugandaba, Uholumede Ramongameli, Emerson Mnangakwa, Danye, Lamania Mazwe, in Bela Avale Africa, has started estimating evacuation attempts. They keep Zalanese Zimbabwe, Daniela Batabuga Mania Mazwe, Wale Africa, out of Ukraine, Uholumede Ramongameli, Emerson Mnangakwa, Wakumu Mangimbelo. Asho wachela abasakhulayo labo ukuthi hayi kumele bona badinga indlela yokuhamba baye kwele Poland and that is where they were getting ama flights out. Sikhuluma nje there are some African students, there are some Zimbabweans who have successfully left Ukraine that are back in Zimbabwe and others from other countries are currently successfully evacuated out of the war situation and are back home. Let's head over to a VOA report that was recently produced that shows what Ghanaian students who have successfully fled the war had to go through as they managed to get back home.
Ghanaian students from Ukraine arrive at the Kotoka International Airport in Accra to meet their families. The students fled Ukraine at the start of the war to avoid being injured or killed. Their families say they are happy to welcome them back.
Extremely happy. We are grateful to God for bringing them. We thank the government for bringing them. And as a parent, and I'm very sure any other parent who came to meet his or her ward share the same sentiment with me. We are very happy that they are here with us.
But the journey out of Ukraine, the students say, was traumatic. In the city of Chinisi, the leadership of the National Union of Ghana Students, NUGS, mobilized 24 Ghanaians and 13 other African nationals on a bus and headed to the Romanian border. Samuel Jemeke, a fourth-year medical student and NUGS vice president, says the sound of bombs and visible smokes from neighboring cities was the trigger for them to flee.
We heard a bombing, which is a city which is 2 hours away from my city, Ivano-Frankivsk. So we just made that decision that we're going to leave whatever it takes So we did a necessary clearing from the school, and then we went to organize the bus. And we were ready to pay any amount the bus was going to charge us, so we just got on board and then we gathered the people, and then we set off.
At the Ukrainian border, they say there was heavy vehicular and human traffic. They had to abandon their bus and walk through the cold and dark for several hours. Jemeke says it took his team about 15 hours to cross the Ukrainian border amid competition with the locals, children and mothers for space to exit.
They were very harsh day, very harsh. I actually thought some of them were racist because they'll point at me and some of my friends, the blacks, that go back, you go back. That's the only English they can speak. You go back. Meaning, don't come near the gates, else it's going to push you. And some of my friends were actually, I wouldn't say molested, but they will pull you like this. Like maybe you've reached the gates, the tip of the gate, he's standing there. He can't push you to go back because you are going to hurt someone. So he'll pull you and push you inside.
At the Romanian border, they were welcomed by Ghanaian communities where the government of Ghana facilitated their travel back to Ghana. According to the government, there are about 1,200 Ghanaians in Ukraine, 78% of them students. On March 1st, the government had confirmed that about half of Ghanaians in Ukraine had fled to neighboring countries. Some students are still stuck in northeastern Ukraine, in the city of Sumy, which was attacked before they could flee. Sandwiched between Russian borders and war-torn cities, the students in Sumy have no route to access a safe border. In a WhatsApp chat with the public relations officer of the National Union of Ghana Students in Sumy, Benjamin Boateng said, "Right now, there is no power and no water here. We are fighting for our lives." He pleaded for the government to intervene and said they needed evacuation measures to get to them to any country, Russia, Hungary, anywhere, he said. Parents in Accra want the government to act fast.
From what we have heard right now, there seems to be food shortage. I mean, it looks like food is getting short in the markets in Sumy. So it's becoming something which is looking not so good. So my only plea to the government is to liaise with NUCS Sumy to see how best they can get these supplies to the students whilst intensifying their arrangements with the Russian government, at least for them to go into Russia.
In a meeting with parents, the government has assured families of people stuck in Ukraine that they will employ every diplomatic means to bring everyone to safety. Sena Anutod for VOA News, Accra, Ghana.
I welcome to Zimbabwe, you know, Luta, Vesilalo, Nancy, reporters and who producer umsakazi we Voice of America bechasisa ngempela ukuthi hayi bakhona ngempela abasakhulayo who have successfully returned home as they were evacuated by the different governments from impi eseqhamuke ekwele Ukraine. Aso yilolu daba esilalo namhlanje kuhlelo sithanda ukubonga umnumzana uJordan Bokotro osakhulayo. He is a student is still in Ukraine. Sixoxe njalo lo Tinashe Chamunorwa omunye wabasakhulayo that is also currently still in Ukraine. Abhalani imibono yenu kukhasi lethu leFacebook Zulukandaba, sitsheleni ukuthi likubona njani lokho okwenzakalayo kwele Ukraine. And of course, most importantly, if you have any family members that are still in Ukraine and you'd like to tell their story, please reach out to me at @MikeHove_, that is my Twitter and Instagram username. If you're looking to send me an email, please reach out via email at mhove@voanews.com. So if you have those stories that you're looking to tell, please reach out to me and sila ukufaka kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo njengoba nje chevechidiki. Well, shout out there to Mr. Jordan Bokotro and of course Tinashe Chamunorwa, two young people that I got the opportunity to speak to. They're both still in Ukraine. We had them here on The Connection as they were documenting their stories. As they mentioned, there's still a lot more young Africans that are still stuck in Ukraine. Others are in neighboring nations such as Poland and Romania. So Zulukandaba, ikoloko okwenzakalayo over the past 2 weeks, war has started in Ukraine, between Ukraine and Russia as Russian forces attempted to invade Ukraine. I zulukandaba isikhathi sami iso sesiphelile muri eZimbabwe chirongwa chacho shika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi. We've reached an end of tonight's program. Once again, shout out to all my guests. Shout out to you, our loyal listeners that tuned in to our The Connection. Mwineni Mike Bobe at Mike_ is my Twitter and Instagram username if you're looking to reach out to me. Let's meet at the same time, the same place, Pano Panepen Ure Studio 7. Muri eZimbabwe, I go by the name of Mike Bobe. Bye-bye.